Now, let's say hello to our crew over in London with the Cowboys. They are represented today by Junior Miller, who joins us now. Junior, do you copy?
I do. I wish you guys could have had a hidden camera on me, maybe a drop cam just now, because we just took the Jack the Ripper tour, and I'm on the tube, and I'm noticing that my phone is basically dead. So I get off at the tube station, sprint up to our apartment, and right as you say, joining us now is Junior Miller, I'm plugging in my charger so that my phone can stay alive for this very important transatlantic broadcast.
Yes.
What a radio warrior he is.
You will go to all ends, won't you?
Yes, nothing is more important than getting the job done.
All right, so I heard you guys talking about, I know you're going to talk about this tomorrow, the Jack the Ripper tour, because it's pretty infamous over there, and I heard Gordo talking about it in the corner today, just about the legend and everything, but just without divulging too much, is it creepy or is it oversold?
Thank you for that handoff, Corby. I would say that on a scale of 1 to 10, it is about a 1.
All right, I cannot wait, because I know one guy that was probably pretty obsessed with it all.
Oh, wait a minute. Did I say one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too high.
It sucked?
Yeah, you could say that.
Sounds like a lot of under-delivery.
I've got a lot of hot sports opinions about it. And including one very funny story that happened to one of the traveling members of our party. But we'll do that at 9:15, but I can just tell you that I was very underwhelmed.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. So everybody enjoyed soccer the other night?
Thank you, Corby, for that.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah, it was great. That stadium that we went to, Fulham's home stadium, Craven Cottage, which there's actually a little cottage there, and they built the stadium around it. Small, seats 25,000. And it was dripping with character and atmosphere, and the fans were incredible. The fans were kind of a cross between maybe a college football fan and a wrestling fan, you know, pretty over the top.
Yeah.
Pretty passionate, and just a really, you know, great setting. It was kind of, well, it was dark, but it was kind of misty and 45 degrees and everybody going nuts and some beer being consumed and two really bad teams that are having pretty bad seasons. And but everyone really, really into it. It was a good way to introduce George and Gordon, who'd never seen English football in person. That was like the perfect first place to take them.
Is the cottage on the 35-yard line?
No, it's actually in the corner
of the end zone.
Yeah.
So
kind of like at the Death Star where the go-go dancers would be.
Right.
You know how ridiculous that sounds that you just mentioned that there are go-go dancers in a football stadium?
Yes, I know. There were none at Craven Cottage.
Gordon knows nothing. If he had to pick a sport that he knows the least about, because he's kind of... I think he undersells his sports savviness.
Oh, of course he does.
But, I mean, when it comes to soccer, mm-hmm. is it a completely blank slate for him?
I appreciate that question, Corby.
You're welcome.
Yeah, he said that for him, he loved all the atmosphere and the fans, really colorful. But he said that when he looked out on the field, it just, to him, was like a bunch of third graders running around.
So cheap. All right, so I had one. I've been meaning to talk to you about this, but you're in London, so I can't talk to you. But so the other day, you guys probably didn't hear this, but at 8:30 or 8:40, they tried to sell their British accents to a real
Brit,
Londoner, to a real Brit. And so Gordon interviewed this guy with his British accent, but meanwhile, those two clowns, George and Craig, were right behind him. And so they wanted to get into it as well. And Craig's accent And the funniest part is I can totally see him doing this because Craig just kind of chimes in. He's like, what do you mean by that? And Gordon pointed out that whenever he did do it, whenever Craig did his really high-pitched British accent, that his eyebrows raised real high. You can totally see him doing that. Oh, he dropped off?
Yeah, I got to call him back real quick.
All right, we'll go ahead.
Carry on.
So his eyebrows raise up, and he's like, hey, pardon me, sir. Oh. It's almost like Junior Ghost of, with the British accent, though. But, God, it was so funny to hear those guys try to sell the accent to a real guy.
And?
The guy bought it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like, where are you from?
Well, the thing is, though, and they brought up a good point, is that it sounds like Craig's back with us.
Does it?
I think he is.
Yes.
Okay. So we're making fun of your accent and how bad it was, but the guy bought it from from Gordon, and he bought it from you, too.
Yeah, he did, and he's the only one, because everybody else says that I sound like Tiny Tim.
Well, let's hear a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Maybe the heart.
I think my accent's just a little bit too high.
Like, the only way he can pull it off is if he gets way up here. All right, so, Craig, at 5:15 today, I called Norm acting like I was, and this was totally taken from George, you know, doing the BBC bit when he thought he was being pranked a few years back. But I called Norm as the BBC today and got him for 25 minutes on the phone with not one, but two British accents going at the same time.
You doing both of them?
Yeah, yeah. So we're playing it at 5:15. I'm very excited for y'all to hear it because it is as ridiculous as Craig's accent is.
Yeah.
It's right there with it. It's the same thing because we can't pull it off. It is that, hello, it's Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes. And Norm bought it for a half an hour.
Yeah, he did. He bought it for a long time. So, yeah, we're going to play that. Okay, so what do y'all have coming up tonight and Friday? Are you coming back on Saturday?
When are you coming home?
Yeah. Yeah, so tonight, basically tonight's done. It's 10:30 or whatever. We're back at the apartment. So we went to the Ye Olde Cheshire Cheese, which is the oldest, if not the oldest, one of the oldest pubs in London. It was rebuilt in 1666 after a fire. So we had a couple beers and dinner there, and then we did the Jack the Ripper tour. And then tomorrow morning we're getting up and going to Westminster Abbey.
Nice.
And then we go do the show. And I'm not sure what we're doing tomorrow night yet. We're thinking of trying to fit in the Tower of London at some point, but like I told you guys Tuesday, our show hours in London are 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., so it's right in the middle of when everything's open.
Yeah.
So we either have to go early and stay for the first hour and then leave, or go late and stay for the last hour.
Mm-hmm.
So we can never do a full 2 or 3 hours at any site or museum.
And you haven't, the last time you were over there, I know you've been on a soccer trip over there, but have you taken a legitimate trip to London to do all the touristy things that you're doing? Like, did you do that when you were a kid or anything?
No, the only other time I came over here was in 93 when the Cowboys played the Lions in a preseason game.
Yeah.
And I was at my old job at the time and came over here for 5 days, I think. It was maybe a Tuesday to Sunday. That was the famous trip when Scott Murray, formerly at Channel 5, he didn't want to go to the game because he was going out on the town. He was going to have dinner and some drinks.
Mm-hmm.
So he cut two closes to play on his Sports Extra that night. One, if the Cowboys won, and another, if the Lions won. And so while he's out on the town in London living it up, the game ends up in a tie, and they had nothing to run from him.
Oh, God. Did they run so they never played anything?
No, they just pretended they'd never sent him to London.
And nobody ever even missed him.
No. So I made that trip, and I remember I went to the Tower of London there and a couple of sites, but it was kind of like this. It was a working trip, so you had a lot to do in the middle of the day.
Well, nice. Well, you guys are doing some good stuff. It's been fun to listen to for sure.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Corby. I appreciate that, and really enjoy listening to you guys.
You're not.
It's an honor to be on with you. Well, I'm listening to you right now. Well,
you haven't heard us in at least a week, if not before then. Yep. So,
hey, go qualify for
Wimbledon.
Go qualify for Wimbledon.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
See? Just go over there and do it.
Okay. I didn't bring my racket. Do you think
you
I can
don't need it.
One?
Just
no,
use your hand.
Or a frying pan or something like that.
A skillet.
Would there he goes with frying pan jokes again.
Would I get weird looks if I went up to the box office and said, "Hi, I'm here to qualify for Wimbledon"?
I don't know. Let's do it and find out.
You pull out your non-stick pan out of your racket bag.
All right, dude. Y'all have fun. We will talk to you when you roll back in.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you guys, and take care. And
right. Yeah, we got it. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Thank you guys.
Thank you. Cheerio.
Cheerio.
All right, that is Junior Miller from London.
Yeah.